Hi, I'm Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly Efty. And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about mental toughness.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk about that. We're both fascinated by, I think, the mental and emotional side of life in general, but in specific in of business and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
One thing that I the reason why I've started thinking more recently more about mental toughness is because I've started doing more martial arts, right? And we've talked about this in a few episodes that I've really got passionate about MMA and, you know, kickboxing, Thai boxing, and all that.
And yourself and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Pain and everything.
Stelly the go-getter.
Yes. Well, one really interesting thing that I've noticed as I'm doing this, as I'm doing something that's physically very challenging when I'm not used to doing that, to being physically as challenged, is that there's situations where you are slightly handicapped. And when you are in combat with somebody, even sparring, and when it's not just like I'm playing basketball and I'm gassed out, oh, maybe I will slow down a little bit, or I'll pass the ball a little more often, or I'll just fall back a little bit. That's challenging, but it's kind of somewhat easier to deal with. But if you are, let's say, boxing with somebody and you feel exhausted because you're sick, or you just feel some sudden pain somewhere, the mental challenge of dealing with that handicap while somebody's charging at you and punching you in the face is on a completely different level.
Yeah, sure.
Recently, what happened during the same day was that I watched a big championship fight where the guy that ended up winning the championship fight, it turned out that when you watched him fight very early on, he seemed to be exhausted, even in the first round. And he still went on to fight a really good fight and win and take the belt. He was not the champion, take the belt. And then afterwards in the press conference, he basically explained that he had a staph infection 2 weeks prior to the fight, had to take antibiotics for 2 weeks, all the way like 24 hours leading up to the fight. So he was and still had that kind of physical pain.
Yeah.
But on top of it, knew that on antibiotics, you gas out a lot more. Your condition is not as good. And was afraid of it. And during the first like 2 minutes of the fight, he realized, holy shit,
I'm gassing out.
And he went on to still fight on a really high level and win and not show it. Nobody knew about this, right?
Yeah.
And literally like on that same day, I went to sparring and I was sick. I've been sick for a few weeks now. And the guy that was training with me knew that I had the cold and flu and was like a little bit kind of out of it. But as we were fighting, I realized how quickly I was gassing out. And dealing with that, dealing with like my own mental inner dialogue while trying to fight with this person, and dealing with during the breaks, we do like 5 minute rounds and then 1 minute break and then 5 minute round and 1 minute break. During those 1 minute, it took everything from me not to talk about how sick I am, and then I'm gassing out. And like I had this burning desire
to block it,
to explain myself to him.
Oh yeah.
Partially because I wanted him to slow down a little bit,
and
partially because I didn't feel comfortable because I could tell my performance was not that great. And during that entire time, I had this meta dialogue that's like, "This is so awesome! Look at me! Look at look at how challenged I am by the fucking flu, right? And look at this other example of a guy. It's like that's on a championship level and has to fight on a real fight, and pushes through with it. And there's other examples. There's an example of an old fight that I saw once where the guy, as he's fighting, gets an injury, and in the 1 minute break, he leans into his trainer and he says, "I just broke my foot," or whatever it was. This just happened. And his trainer looks at him and says, "I don't care. You're a champion. You heard me? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit him with that leg. Can you do that for me?"
So good.
"Can you do that for me?" Yeah. And the guy's like, you could tell he just was shaken out of that mindset. He's like, he's like, he's like, yes. And the round starts and he goes and he hits him with that leg, right? And the entire fight, he walks normal, he walks normal, he fights. And the moment the fight is over, he starts like humping and he's like in pain. He didn't want the other guy to know that he just, right? Yeah. So seeing these kind of scenarios, makes me obviously appreciate the mental toughness of some very professional fighters and athletes, but it is a metaphor for life, because there's many things, and I've talked about this before, of how like learning this is teaching me to be more humble or relate to people at the beginning. There's so many situations where people are like mentally challenged that I have a hard time relating to today. Like I'm the pro athlete that goes, you have the flu? What are we even talking about? Let's just fight. Shut the fuck up and go, right? Or, oh, I want you to hit them with that leg, right? But for these people, you know, they are at the beginning of their training. And for these people, the slightest little irritation is very, very difficult to deal with and work with. And business is kind of in a funny way.
Well, let's pause there.
Yes. All right. So
I got a quicker one for you.
Yes. Go.
Two things. One. As I was going to Orange Theory, I actually am not going right now. This is my gym thing. And the reason is I went through the mental toughness there. I hurt my toe and I went to about three or four more. Right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how bad I had hurt my toe. It's like one of those 3 or 4 week recovery things. Yeah. I haven't gone to the doctor, but I know what I did. I'm pretty sure. And yeah, it was mental toughness. It still hurt, but I wanted that experience so bad that like I was like, all right. Like, this must be normal. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? So I psyched myself out of it. And I think that's not the same, but close.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I'm trying to remember what the second one was. That was super interesting. I noticed this with in business, right? As you were getting into that, I noticed this like lack of ability to understand when you need to be mentally tough versus when it doesn't matter. So then like you see sometimes people are like, you know, like you could see like someone being super, trying to be super tough about something or like write an email and they're thinking, you know, they're like being mentally tough. And then I read it. I'm like, you know, you see there's weakness all over that email. And one thing I realized, and this is a really weird thing about mental toughness in a business situation, because usually it has to do with you communicating with other people or you dealing with them, right? Yeah. At least in my experience. Yeah. So I think that's mental toughness. And you can't be mentally tough unless... I think unless you are trying to do things that are going to cause you pain and you have to do them no matter what. So I had a quote once about like, it was years ago, about like being a founder is about sort of doing the things you don't want to do because it's like the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it like that, but like that's like it. So like to me, you know, back to the thing I've seen in people is that like they basically think that they're being mentally tough by writing brutal emails or they think they're being mentally tough but they're projecting their own feelings onto it. And mentally tough to me is actually almost closer to stoicism, right? Which is like this idea of like, I call it the cold face look or always having a poker face. That's like the same. It's like nothing phases you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, to me, I think people can confuse this really easily. Like tough guy versus mental toughness.
Yeah.
I've seen that confusion.
Yes. Yeah. So I do think that being tough is different from being mentally tough.
Good.
Right?
Yeah, break it down.
So, I mean, I don't know. Tough in my interpretation, I think, you know, you have an image of somebody that is strong, rough, and somebody that can take or cause a lot of pain, right? Maybe that'd be without complaining too much.
Stelly's giving me the Stelly scary look.
There you go. Yeah.
He did it again. I'm like, whoa.
So, and I don't think I'm tough, right? Not at all. But
you know the look.
I know I have the look. Yeah, maybe.
I do.
but mental toughness to me means the ability to, the ability to absorb something that's painful and deal with it in an optimal fashion. Like the ability that can be to compartmentalize pain, like a fighter to be like, I broke my foot, but I'll hit him with that thing. Right. I'm able to control the pain, put it away, and focus all my energy on this fight. And when the fight is over, I'll break down just like every other human being would be. Yeah. And I'm in pain, yeah. But I can
for but the while next. While I'm in it, for however long 15 I have minutes, to be, I'm on.
I can shut that out.
I've had my little taste of this, right? When like I'm pushing myself on the treadmill, it sounds really, you know, like basic, and if I just. Usually, if I just look at the numbers, it doesn't help me like be mentally tough. But when I'm beyond a certain point, if I just look at the numbers, like, you know, the mm-hmm. whatever numbers, the distance or the time, I can make it an extra while.
Yeah.
Because I'm mentally just focused on the numbers, on nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, that's almost like mental toughness in a physical form for me. So yeah. I've kind of experienced some of this stuff outside of work.
I think so. And there's many examples where you have to basically be able to shut down something that's a distraction or a very strong negative signal to deal with another situation. Yeah. And that can be, you know, you just opened a letter that you got sued and you still have to go into that next meeting with a client and close the deal, right? You have to be able to shut off certain things that are very painful or emotional, stressful.
It's basically compartmentalizing.
That is one aspect. I don't think it's all of it, but it's one big aspect. I think it's dealing with painful or difficult situations more optimally than, you know, other people. Not being as being more in control about your reaction to these things than most people would be, right? So you get hit in the face, most people will like collapse and cry. You take it and you charge forward.
Yeah.
But in business, it could be that, you know, an investor just called you and told you they're not going to put money in your company. Now, do you take the rest of the day emotionally off and you collapse and you cry and you complain to everybody and you think everything?
Yeah.
Or are you able to just swallow?